Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and again today, you just have me. And I want to talk about something that most people may be unaware of in the United States. And that is that hidden in this 2008 financial bailout for the banks was hidden a little act that is the Paul Wellstone, Pete Dominici Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. And it was kind of in there, and nobody really is talking about what that means. But for people who have mental health disorders and for the providers of mental health services, this is a very significant act. Let me go back a little and give you some history. Prior to 1996, there really was absolutely no way to enforce insurance companies to treat mental health services in any way similar to physical health. And in 1996, actually it was September 26, 1996, the Mental Health Parity Act was signed into law. And what that really did was it made parity between the lifetime annual dollar limits on mental health benefits and medical surgical benefits. Made them even so that they couldn't say, well, we're only going to give $1,000 for your lifespan for mental health, but you may have a $1 million policy. However, even though that was a step in the right direction, there were tremendous numbers of problems with it and loopholes all over the place. And true mental health coverage really wasn't, mental health parity really wasn't there. Then comes this Wellstone-Dominici bill, which, as I said, was enacted October 3rd, 2008. And what this really does is finally take us a leap forward in terms of developing mental health parity. And the plan provides that a company with employees of 50 or more, 50 more employees, would have to have a plan that provides medical and surgical benefits and mental health or substance use benefits of equal footing. And this would apply to deductibles, co-payments, co-insurance, out-of-pocket expenses, treatment limitations, including frequency of treatment, number of visits, days of coverage, and other similar limitations. And so this bill builds upon the 1996 parity law, and it gives insurance for mental health services, a much broader scope for people who had physical health services. It also provides for out-of-network coverage for mental health services in plans that already provided for mental health coverage out-of-network in the physical, medical, surgical area. Now, there is one loophole, as I see it, in this particular law. And that's still a problem. Because the law was sold under the rule that increasing mental health services would not significantly increase the cost to insurance companies or employers. But there is a cost exemption clause in this law. And if within the first year, the medical, surgical, mental health substance benefits increases because of this mental health substance parity by 2%, then the plan can be exempted from law. Now, the plan has to notify the Department of Labor. There has to be an actuarial working on this who's not connected to the company. But still, this is a hook to get out of providing these services. Now, the effective date for most plans is going to be January 1, 2010. So this plan may take effect the latest January 1, 2010, but other plans might convert over earlier. In any case, although not perfect, I think this is a significant improvement over what we had before, and I think this will help both those who have mental health problems and those who provide services to those who have mental health problems. Until next time, this is Dr. Howard Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.